There are some intriguing parallels between the Obama-Clinton race and another contest, the Veltroni-Berlusconi race in Italy. Really? NPR's Silvia Poggioli is in Rome. She joins me now. Hi.
Hi there.
So I understand that one of the two major candidates for prime minister is a relative newcomer to the national stage in Italy. His message is all about hope, change, and the slogan, just like Barack Obama, is "Yes, we can." Sounds very familiar.
Yes, Walter Veltroni has openly styled himself as the Italian Barack Obama. He's a movie buff and he loves everything American. He even has his friend George Clooney's endorsement. He's 52 years old and he's not really a newcomer. He just stepped down as the popular mayor of Rome, but he cast himself as the new, the young, and the politician of change. And in fact, what was new is his language. It was very direct, very simple, and very uplifting.
Now, on the other hand, Walter Veltroni's opponent is Silvio Berlusconi. There's a name we've heard before. He's been out of power for several years now. So how did he climb back from the political dead?
Well, he was out of power for 2 years, but he was always very present on TV. Berlusconi campaigned, as he always did in the past, almost exclusively on TV, where he can control his surroundings and he has a very loyal audience, which is his fan base. He's a master of television. He's the creator of commercial TV in Italy. He owns 50% of the country's TV networks, but his campaign was lackluster. After all, he's 71 years old and he looks it, despite his hair transplants, permanent suntan, and facelifts.
Woo! Silvia, you reported last week that Italians are not exactly happy with the choice between these two men. So the voting is today and tomorrow. How's it going so far?
Well, at noon, our time here, there was a slight drop in turnout over the same time during the last election. And, you know, on the eve of the vote, about one-third of the electorate was said to be undecided. There's a lot of disaffection with all politicians, and many Italians may simply stay at home. Recently, Italians set records as the most pessimistic and unhappiest people in Europe. They have the highest debt, the highest tax evasion, the lowest salaries, and they have the best paid politicians. Today in Naples, a voter publicly ate his ballot in a sign of protest. So the outcome appears uncertain, and even Berlusconi seems nervous. On Friday night, following his last appearance on his most important TV network, he was already off the set when he rushed back in front of the cameras to show voters how to mark their ballots, ignoring the protest of the anchor, his employee. Actually, he behaved something like a modern-day Roman emperor.
So truly old-school politics in Italy.
Absolutely.
That's NPR's Silvia Poggioli from Rome.